PSNStores.com followers or anyone else who has stumbled upon this audio file, I hope it finds you well. The time is 21:45 Eastern Daylight Time on May 8, 2013. Welcome to Episode 4 of Deadly Premonition Quick Listens. Upon exiting the hotel, I found that King George provided a police car for me. Get this, Zack. The keys were left on the front hood, and nobody stole the car. Values. The people of Greenvale have 'em, and the rest of the world needs 'em. On my way over to the station, I thought back on Attack of the Killer Tomatoes, the 1978 John DeBello film. By many accounts nowadays, the visual quality of films like Attack of the Killer Tomatoes is humorously poor. It makes me think, though, that perhaps the visual quality is just a reminder of the old times. When I arrived at the police department, I found that it was a spectacular building for such a small town. And I mean really, really incredible exterior woodwork. The first person I met upon entering the station was Thomas McLean, the sheriff's assistant. He's an off fellow, a bit anxious, but good-hearted. This is his first really big case, probably the first big case of the whole town. Upon investigating the police station, I found a dumbbell with the name Arnold on it. I wonder if that's the owner. After finally fetching the keys Thomas had lost, we all sat down and took a look at the victim's file. The victim is Anna Graham, age 18, recent high school graduate. She worked at the A&G convenience store. Her father died in a lumber mill accident when she was a child, and her mother is currently unemployed. Emily suggested that they lived a normal life funded by the insurance money from the father's death. For a pretty girl in a small town, Zack, I imagine a normal life is the last thing Anna wanted. Before we departed for the Greenvale General Hospital for the autopsy results, I sampled a biscuit baked by Thomas, and by God, Zack, I don't know why this man is in law enforcement. Great! Biscuits. I only wish I had more time to enjoy them.